For Sequoia Royster, a 28-year-old single mom, on the day of the blast, she and her sons were getting ready to leave when the building shook then.
Everything was just falling on our heads.
She had to kick down a door to get to one son who was trapped in a bathroom.
He barely made it out without falling through the roof.
She says her family still struggles after what took place for her 3-year-old son.
At nighttime, he always says, fire, fire.
And for her 9-year-old boy.
Kids at school, like, call him homeless.
And for her.
It's been very stressful. Like, I've become depressed because it is.
Royster, who is uninsured, says her back was hurt during the explosion, so she can't return to work making Amazon and Walmart deliveries. Also, before it happened, she was paying $1,250 a month in rent for a condo at the building. Now she can't find anything close to that. After 2 months in hotels paid for by Montgomery County, she's now moved into a shelter.
I just want housing for our kids. Like, we've already been through a traumatizing situation.
And she hopes her luck will soon turn around. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.